Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Are your sporting activities embracing the concept of sustainability, or do you buy your team's new strip every single year? Perhaps your energy drink empties go straight into the bin instead of the return machine. And what about those old-fashioned but perfectly serviceable trainers? What do you do with those? I'm joined by Jo Linnan, climate journalist, sustainability expert and futurist. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Why does this matter?
Well, look, we could go on with the usual spiel of waste and emissions and everything, but I think why this really matters and why it'll hit home with people is that we are actually seeing the impacts of climate change in sports today. For instance, a study came out in 2022 that showed that of the cities that have hosted the Winter Games so far, by 2050, half of those cities will no longer be able to host Winter Games or Winter Sports because of melting ice. That is really impactful, and that I think really brings into focus, you know, how pressing this issue is. Similarly, we've seen things in the US Open a couple of years ago. There a lot of players had to pull out because of smoke from the wildfires. In Germany during the UEFA Championship in 2024, there had to be stoppage for because of extreme weather. You know, the US Open has brought in stoppage time for extreme heat. There's been a lot of this coming up, and it's really, really starting to show. I think it's one of the industries where we can actually see the impacts already.
Okay, I mentioned some of the things that people do. They buy a new strip every year, which, you know, they want to because that's what the team are wearing, but they shouldn't really.
Well, it's great if you can recycle those things, but look, it's really, really tricky too. And there are still so many solutions that haven't been found or that are still being figured out. I suppose there are things that people can do. And you mentioned there that the trainers, there's a fabulous solution for that. So there are obviously houses all over the country, mine included, where there's old running shoes, rugby boots, GAA shoes. And what do you do with them if they're fine and kids grow out of them? Or maybe you've only used them once, maybe you didn't take up the sport. There's an amazing Irish charity called Our Shoes, and they do a campaign every year where they will send a DBT truck around to your school to collect these old shoes and send them to communities in Africa where children and young adults can use them. Last year they collected over 16,000 pairs of sports shoes, which is incredible, from over 200 schools. And they'll be doing this again starting in January. So get onto Our Shoes and register your school, or just register yourself and get involved. That's such a practical solution.
That's an easy name to remember, Our Shoes. Now, I mentioned the bottles, the plastic bottles and cans. They're not always recycled appropriately.
They're not. And there was a great study done by My Waste that showed that 53% of local sports clubs were saying that really that's where the waste was in their sports clubs. It was disposable coffee cups, which we know we throw away thousands of every single hour in Ireland. And it was the plastic bottles. And, you know, now, thankfully, the deposit return scheme has really taken off. A lot of clubs are bringing in their own little collection points. Then they can put that money back into the clubs. A lot of them use them to buy defibrillators and equipment, which is wonderful. But what sports clubs can do is that they can go on to My Waste and they can print out really brilliant leaflets and flyers that they can put up around just to educate people. And if they can reduce that waste, that might be the only thing that they do this year, but that would be such a practical solution.
Now, later on, we'll be talking about hurling in the context of the 1888 invasion by the GAA of North America. But there's a good hurley story too.
There's an amazing story coming out of Clare. There's a company there called Torpy Hurleys, and they've been going for years. And historically, like all hurling factories, they would have made their hurleys from ash. But as you know, ash dieback is such a huge issue. There's over 300,000 hurleys used in Ireland every year, which is amazing. And 80 to 90% of those are made from ash that's had to be imported. So what Torpy have done is they've done loads of research, and they found out that bamboo is so sustainable. It can be ethically forested. It's completely biodegradable. And it's really, really strong. It works brilliant.
How does it play? That's the question.
It's even stronger, apparently, than ash. So that's a really exciting development and a great way of, you know, maybe moving on the game into a more sustainable way, which is fantastic.
And for surfers, there's something they can do.
Surfers, yes. And again, this is such an interesting one because surfers are, by and large, obsessed with the ocean, really eco-conscious, love being outside, really appreciate nature. And then it's kind of a weird thing that their wetsuits are full of toxic chemicals, plastics, petroleum. So a great Irish company called Snov. They make theirs from biofoam. They make it from oyster shell, which is so interesting. Things like rapeseed oil, and they're really, really durable. Again, you know, really need to work in those tough Irish waves, and they're fantastic.
And that company is called Snov. Jo Linehan, thank you very much. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.